Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Yud Beis Sif Aleph. Welcome to our anytime. Page Kuf Chav Hey. We had an introduction yesterday to the sugya of Iker Poiter Es Atafel, Iker V'Tafel. We're going to continue with that. We did not start the Mishnah Berurah. I want to discuss one thing. I ask 2 minutes before we start. One Nakuda from yesterday, I just want to bring out one point, because no one's going to want to know what you have to say if you don't know this Pasha de Chakira in the sugya, which we discussed last night. And I want to bring out one more Nakuda in it, and it's fundamentals. Before you start, this is the sugya of Iker V'Tafel. And the Shaila was yesterday, how do you understand the sugya of Iker V'Tafel? Is the pshat that you make a bracha on the Iker, and the Tafel does not require a bracha at all? Because when a food is eaten as an Iker, then Chazal will machayev a bracha. When it's eaten as a tafel, Chazal did not require a bracha for that food. Or do you say, even when a food is eaten as a tafel, Chazal did require a bracha for that food, but the bracha for the ikker works for the tafel? That was the chakira. I stressed many times last night when I said it, that in this second tzad, which is the opinion of many, many achrayim, the Chazan Ish, Reb Leib Malin, Reb Moshe Feinstein, and the Emek Bracha, and many others, the second tzad, that of course you need to have a bracha even on the tafel, but the bracha of the ikker works for the tafel. I kept stressing last night, but it's not the pshat that the bracha on the tafel becomes the same bracha as the ikker. Let's say the ikker is a bar priya eitz and the tafel is a bar priya adama. It's not the pshat that we view the tafel as a bar priya eitz now, and it's like bircha seim shavais, and the bracha on the ikker works for the tafel. Rather, I kept stressing last night that the kuda is the bracha on the tafel is still bar priya adama. But the ha'eitz that you make on the ikker somehow patters the tafel and it works for the tafel. What's the lumnus in that? How would that work? So the svar would be, we view it as one achila. You're eating the ikker and the tafel, and it's one achila, and the bar priya eitz goes on the achila, and it goes on both foods. So even though it's the wrong bracha technically for the tafel, but the bracha went on the entire achila, and it worked even for the tafel. But the bracha is the wrong bracha. Now the reason why I stress it that way is because I think that's the way Reb Moshe Feinstein and the Emek Bracha learn. And this is based on something which we discussed a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, Dylan remembers, Shaar HaTzion, it's in Reish Ches, Sekot and Samach Tes, had a Shaila. If someone had less than the Revius of wine, but more than the Kazayas, so it's a Suffolk if you make an Alagefi, and you had a Revius of Mayim, of water, so what's the Halacha? The Shaar HaTzion said it's a Suffolk. On the one hand, since you had more than the kazayas of wine, maybe you're mechuyev an ala gefen. If you're mechuyev an ala gefen, the ala gefen pater is the burn of fashas for the water. And then, zok the Shaar HaTzion, you wouldn't be able to make a burn of fashas on water, it wouldn't work. Or you say, since you didn't have the shear of ala gefen, maybe I can go ahead and just make my burn of fashas on my revius of mayim. The Shaar HaTzion was mesupik. Maybe if you are mechuyev an ala gefen, you can't make your burn of fashas on the water. And we said then, Zakhar Moshe, it's a Tamiya on the Shaar HaTzion. What's the Suffolk? It's not the pshat that if you have grape juice or wine with water, you're only mechuyev a bracha achrona on the wine. And you're not mechuyev a bracha achrona on the water. Of course you're mechuyev a bracha achrona on the water. So as long as I did not make my ala gefen, I have to make a burn of fashas on the water. So what's the Shaar HaTzion Suffolk over here? Shaar HaTzion has a Suffolk. If I had less than the shear, less than the revius of wine, more than the kazayis, maybe I'm a choyev nala gefen, and maybe if I'm a choyev nala gefen, I can't make a burn of fashas. Zakhar Moshe, what do you mean? If you didn't make the ala gefen, you're a choyev in a burn of fashas. That's what Moshe said back then. Emek Bracha says the same thing. Emek Bracha says that what's the Suffolk of the Shaar HaTzion? If you didn't make the ala gefen, you have to make your burn of fashas. Only if you make an ala gefen, then it works to pater your burn of fashas. If you didn't make it, it doesn't work. Now this svara of Reb Moshe and the Emek Bracha is only true if you understand the sugya of Iker V'Tafel the way we said it before. The pshat is that the bracha of the tafel doesn't become the same bracha as the Iker. The bracha of the tafel stays the same bracha. And it's just that when you make a bracha on the Iker, it paters the tafel. So over here, Zakhar Moshe naming bracha, the bracha on the mayim is still burning nefashis. It doesn't change the ala gefen. So as long as you didn't make your ala gefen, you have to make a burning nefashis. But if you understand the svar of Iker V'Tafel, that avad, you need the bracha on the tafel, but the bracha on the tafel changes to the bracha of the ikr. It's like birchaseim shavos. Then the bracha on the water is not bar nefash anymore. It would be al tzad that you're mechuyev and al gefen. The bracha achrona would be al gefen, and then the shaar tzion suffix would make sense. So hakapon is before. Oh, so I was.
Can't say that.
Ramayus is being mechara. I was saying this over earlier today to someone else in the shul over here.
What's a bracha?
No. I'm going to stop the Shikul Torah over here because we got to get back to the halacha. We're just saying that if you don't know the Shikul Torah, then no one's going to want to hear what you have to say about Crispix and Chalam, but and sushi. But Lamaisa, I was saying this over to someone here in the shul earlier today, and he wasn't being machal tim bracha rishon and bracha achrena because ikra tafel works bracha achrena also. He was saying that maybe by Al-Gefen and Mayim, there's not really Ikra Tafel. Maybe there's a different lumnus in Yikin Shalom too. Akapanim, there is a makam to argue on the Shikul Torah. Yes, and the Chazan Ish does have a lashon of Birchaseim Shavais, that the bracha of the Tafel changes to the bracha of the Iker, and Reb Leib has a similar lashon like that. Akapanim, we're just opening up the Sugya, and that's the Chakira, that's the fundamentals in the lumnus. Let's see the Halacha now. Zakta Mechaber Sif Aleph. Kol Shehu. Iker ve'imay tefela. If you have the iker with the tafel, peres davar bilti nechsham. Mevarech ala iker poter sa tefela. Make a bracha on the iker pater sa tefela. Bein mi bracha shel afanel. Bein mi bracha shel acharel. Pater zif in the bracha before and the bracha afterwards. Loi mi boyim iker ma'or v'ma tafel. Loi mi boy if they're in the taruvas together. Ela afilo kol echad levadi. Even if each one is separate, but one's a clear iker, one's a clear tafel, you make a bracha on the iker pater sa tafel. Even bread, which is the most chashiv, you're eating salty fish. You eat some bread, so it shouldn't damage you. A pas could become a tafel. We spoke about yesterday. This is only true when it's an absolute tafel. You're eating it only to help you get down the ikr. But when it's something which you also enjoy, the pas will not become a tafel. Case in point. It's also mezaynis. Also, anyone in the chamesh is minei dagon. Any mezaynis also is chashiv. If I'm having a cracker with tuna fish, or a cracker with herring, so even if the ikr is the herring, and the ikr is the tuna fish, and therefore you make a shahakel, but in order for the cracker not to have a bracha, to be like the case of Dag Maliach, it has to be an absolute tafel, which means you have no interest in eating the cracker except to help you eat the tuna or to help you get down the herring. But if you also enjoy the cracker, you would have to make two brachas there because the mezaynis cannot become a tafel unless it's an absolute tafel where you're eating it just as a holder or to keep your hands clean or to help you if you don't want to get damage in your throat. These types of things. Zak the Mishnah Berurah, we'll get back to the Ramah after the Mishnah Berurah. Zak the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Aleph, and Iker Ma'urk. You're going called Taruva Shnei Minim, any mixture of two foods. One's an ikr, one's just to be misakin and to be machshir. The other food, I feel the shneim ikr, and they're both ikrim. Elisha echad meruva mechaver. One is the majority. Haroyv huwa ikr. The majority is the ikr. K'mesha kasa simur reishchesiv zayin. I feel the kol min v'min oimin b'fnei atma v'nikr nami basar roiv azlinan. Even if each min is separate, we go basar roiv. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here. Let's read two more lines. They would take honey and put it on sesame seeds and put in some pieces of nuts. You go after the roiv. If the roiv is the sesame seeds, you make a bare priya dama. Where they're both the davar chashiv, the shumshimin and the egoizim. After who are roiv, batel who the gabi miya chashiv to who ikr. If one of them is not a chashiv of food, let's say. I'm thinking spices, but if you have roiv spices, it would taste awful. But if you have a roiv, which is really a davar that's not chashiv, you would make a bracha on the ikr. And the Mishnah Berurah over here seems to stress, how do you determine which is the ikr, which is the tafel, when you have two ikrim? How do you determine which is which? He says the one that's the roiv. And based on that, like we spoke out, when you had the chocolate-covered nut, or the chocolate-covered raisin, so you would try to determine which one's the roiv. If you look at the lashon of the Derech HaChaim, it's brought down in the Bir Halacha. Derech HaChaim says in the beginning of the Bir Halacha on page Kuf Chav Hey, "Im oichol shnei ma'achalim shemu rabim mekaara achas im ikr kava nasei al ha'echad mevarich alav apoyter asheni afilu hu hamit." Derech HaChaim says, "No, we don't look at what is the roiv. We look at what is the ikr by you. What's the reason why you're eating this? What's your intent? And that is the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein also. We said in the tshuva back then, by the chocolate covered nuts, he said, what's the ikar by you? Is the ikar the chocolate or is the ikar the nut? And that's how you determine what bracha to make. So with the pira, like in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the roiv, svara. In the bir halacha, he goes with the derech hachayim of, you go with what's the ikar by you. Rav Moshe goes with the ikar. The my Kabbalah always was to go with the ikar by you. And that's why when it comes to sushi, I'm not sitting there measuring how much rice there is versus how much fish there is. I mean, the fish is the ikar. When I'm eating a fish sushi, or I was in Toronto this past week, and my uncle, he's a butcher, he made chicken sushi, schnitzel sushi. I never had it before. It was rice with seaweed. It's a Toronto special. There was chicken inside, and then there was one that had pastrami with mushrooms, ayin sham. We had a whole big platter, and you look closely, you're like, this is not fish, this is chicken. Anyways, but the ikar is the chicken, or the ikar is the fish, I would make a shahakal. If someone were to go with this Mishnah Berurah and go with the Svara of Raiv, they would have to try to figure out which is the Raiv. Is the Raiv going to be the rice, or the Raiv going to be the fish? That would depend. If you're someone who eats fish sushi, but you're eating it not for the fish per se, you're just eating it for the sushi, for the eichel, then you would be stuck. Then you, I guess you'd go with the Raiv. If you don't have an ikar, then you go with the Raiv. If you can't figure out the Raiv, what do you do then? Then, based on the Aruch HaShulchan, what I was Mekabel from Shmuel first, this is from Chicago, Shmuel first, and he gave a shir by us, he told us that you should take out and make a separate bracha on each one. If you can't tell which is the ikar, you could separate a piece from the taruvos, and you have a right to make a bracha. I did find the Aruch HaShulchan brings this idea down in Siv Beis in this simen, that if you have ikar v'tafel, but you take out one piece, you take out something and eat it separately, it would require a separate bracha right now. For example, let's say if you have a soup that has lots of noodles in it, to the point where the noodles are the ikar, there's a vegetable in there also, so you're going to make one bracha, just a bracha on the vegetables. But if you plan on making a separate oich on noodles, mezainis, if you plan on eating the vegetables separately, you take them out and you make a separate food from it, then you make a bracha on the vegetables also, because then you're eating it as a separate thing. So take a piece of the fish, take a piece of the rice, and take them out and eat them separately. That's what you should do if you don't have an ikar by you and you can't tell what the raiv is. That's when the gay of the sushi.
What's the other
fruit bowl? You know,
grapes and pineapple.
Fruit bowl, grapes and pineapple.
Now, I would just make a rough on the grapes if I'm really eating this fruit bowl, the ikar for the grapes. Oh, like
so like this. What do you want to know? If I have a bowl of grapes and pineapples, so let's say the ikar is the grapes by me. Let's say that's the ikar by me. So I'm going to make one broth up by a priest. But is that really a taruvos? I mean, I'm eating grapes and pineapples. Sometimes I'll have a grape, sometimes I'll have a pineapple. How do I determine if it's a taruvos or a separate things? So this is a classic shayla b'negei chalent. And with regards to chalent, this also I'll quote from the shir from Rabbi first. We asked him, what bracha do you make on chalent? And he said that Rav Moshe told him that Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan and Brisk, he held that you make one bracha b'ray b'nei mezainis. There's barley, which is mezainis, there's potatoes b'ray pri adama, and the meat, which is a shahakal. One bracha b'ray b'nei mezainis. Rav Moshe said, but my minute is not like that. I make three separate brachas. I separate the three foods. Which again, we see the idea separating the three foods and making three separate brachas. It's a different idea, not the same idea. I'll tell you why in a second. Zechariah first, he holds no machlaikis. He holds no machlaikis. They both agree, it depends on the type of challah. If it's a type of challah where the average spoon has barley on it, so then it'll be one bracha, that's what the taruvis. Where the average spoon, and this is Kamat Mefersh in the Aruch HaShulchan also. This comes from the Aruch HaShulchan. Over there also, I think in Siv Beis in the Simen, if the average spoon has in it a piece of the mezainis, which is the ikar over here, the barley, it's called kol sheyesh bo, and it has the barley in there, even if there'll be some spoons without it. But the average spoon has it, it's one bracha. But a challah where the average spoon does not have barley, sometimes it's just potatoes, it's just meat sometimes, you know, then the bracha would be separate brachas. It would not be considered a taruvah. So if you have your grapes and your pineapple, if your average fork or spoon, whatever you're eating it with, has a piece of the grapes in there, then you can make a bar pri etzi. That's the ikar by meat. But if the average does not, which means it's hard when you only have two foods, what the average is, but if the average spoon, you pick up a spoon, you're eating a piece of pineapple, a grape, that would not be a taruvah, and then you make two separate brachas on it, and that's the way to determine what's called a taruvis, what's not called a taruvis. And therefore, there are some who want to be mefakfik and say, okay, maybe taka, you make a bar mezainis and chalant on Shabbos day. But a Shabbos afternoon, Friday afternoon chalant, where it's very watery and everything's very separate, maybe not. Well, again, if the average spoonful has barley in it, you're going to make one bracha mezainis. If the average spoonful does not, then you're going to make, then if the average spoonful has sometimes one of each thing, you're going to make separate brachas. That's the way to determine a bracha to make on the chalant. And once we're on the topic, when they get a crispix, so My Kabbalah for Crispix is that it's half made from corn, half made from rice. It's not milled corn, it's not rolled corn, it's corn flour. So half is shahakal, half is mezainis. There's no kol she'yesh on rice, so what's the bracha here? So my Kabbalah is that in as much as we don't know which is the raiv, I don't have one that you like more. If you do, that means you're like very, very medactive with your taste. The taste, it's like, I don't know which one you like better. They're all the same. It's the Crispix. And it's very hard to know which one's the raiv. So the halacha, we started off hilchos brachas. If you learn the halachas and you're still unsure what the bracha is, you make a shahakal. So my Kabbalah is make a shahakal on Crispix. You learn the halachas, you know the sugya. We know what it is. It's cannot equal the amounts over here. And you don't have an ikar by you, so you make a shahakal. That's my Kabbalah with regards to Crispix.
What? You could pull out each one to make two.
You could pull out each one when you have each one's a different part of a food. Are you going to crack the Crispix? Do you even know which size the rice and the corn?
The different
color. Which is which?
Yeah.
You know which is which?
I don't know.
It could be there are ways around it, but there are claws. You can make a shahakal. I don't know if you're mechuyev to break the Crispix in half and figure out which part of this little web thing is rice and which is corn. But like upon him, if you do that, you could make a separate bracha, perhaps. Okay. Zap the Mishmur Vaiter. Now we're starting today's page, and we only have 2.5 minutes left to go. Okay, here we go. We're going to fall behind today. Mirtz Hashem. Zap the Mishmur Vaiter, top line. Vaiter Zimmer Reish Dalat Sif Yibbez Vumashik Sabnusham. That talks about Kol Sheyesh Boy Vida. Mechameshes Mini Dagam Kaimalon the Elves Mir Reish Chest Imu Ravan Imshar Minim. If you have Chameshes Mini Dagam mixed with other Minim Afilo Hema Miet, even if they are the minority. For flavor, you make a barim mezainis. Levad only a barim mezainis. Venip that tarubus arrive, and then you pat is the rest of the tarubus. And they should mean a dagan echshav and the ikar. Tama, they're always an ikar. Ach bolvad and yish behem mamish. As long as there's my mashes to the mezainis, avlam erev kemach b'mayim harbe kolkach atu rach kadesh he royal l'shtim avarech shahakol. If you mix in so much flour that it's so much water. I'm sorry. That it's a drink, then we make a shahakal. That's the sugya of shtisa, sivav, and simmer reish ches. Shtisa, drink, it's a shahakal. And all the halachas of kol sheyesh, but I'm not going to chazer now. Go back and chazer over the earlier shir, and we went through them be'arichos. Zoks have gotten based kol echel levade, bein sha'oichel le'ikr v'atafel v'asachas, bein sha'oichel le'ikr t'chila v'atafel achar kachel k'dil kamei, whether you're eating them both together, or one after the next, in a case like dag maliach, and then your throat hurts, and you take the bread, that'll be one after the next. So gotten gimel shaykhad dag maliyah kun sha'akha davar masik mi kaidim. You ate something very sweet. Vaykhad dag maliyah lahavagam masikas. And you had a dag maliyah to get rid of that sweetness. Umameshle as he kenu hamaliyah migraine aycha pas ime. And so that the salty fish not harm you, you add some bread. Ava initov klal echal pas. You're not hungry at all for bread. The chin have a pas tuffel, therefore the pas is tuffel. Now one ha'ara, which we're not going to go into now due to lack of time, is that why did the Mishnah Berurah add another food to this story here? The Mechaber said a story. You had a dag maliach, and then you had some bread. The Mishnah Berurah added in, you first had something sweet, and then you had a dag maliach, and then you had the bread. Why do you add in that something sweet? Now, ayin shar tzien be'arichos, ayin the Gemara, it's a shmuz, it's a sugya, I just don't have time for it now, and it's not an ikar part of our sugya, and it's going to be niftar with the rest of the sugya. Yeah, masha enkein imutoiv lechal paz gamkein. Masha enkein, if you do have a taiva also to eat the bread, even though you're eating it with the maliach, with the salty fish, ke'anog lechal dag maluach shakarin, herring and pas. They would eat herring with bread, or for our circumstances, we would have with crackers, herring with crackers. Ainat tfeilei lava, filo imtoiv lamaliach yeser. Even if you want the herring more than the cracker. B'tzarech levarech la ha-maitzi, you put there some maliach. You make a bracha ha-maitzi, and that pat is the maliach, because a maitzi pat is the maliach. If it would be a cracker, you make the mezainis with not pat of the maliach, then you have to make two brachas, the mezainis and the cracker, and the shahakal on the herring. Zaksev ka'an dalet. Kevan shehu tafel. V'afilu k'shaloi ha-ya ha-tafel l'fona b'shas ha-chilas ha-ikir. Even if the tafel was not in front of you when you ate the ikir, ma yedaita b'shas ha-brach ha-lech ha-gam ha-tafel. If your das was to eat the tafel, o yishadarki b'kach lech ha-tafel ha-achrab, or it's normal to eat this tafel after the ikir, poiter ha-tafel, it patas it. Gam b'inan dafka shi'eich ha-tafel b'yisei mokim, l'afuki shishina mokim in tayim. If you ate the ikir here, you're mishana mokim, you came back, now you need to make a bracha on the tafel. Because even though it's being eaten as a tafel, still, it needs a bracha, and the bracha can no longer work because you're a shini makim. This is also a raya to our hakira that you need a bracha on the tafel, not the pshat that the tafel does not need a bracha, because here it's being eaten as a tafel, and it needs a bracha, and it lost the bracha of the ikr because you had a shini makim in between. Avam eini raga b'kach, if you're not usually eating this tafel after the ikr, if a gamla haya dieta beferis for shasa bracha lechal a tafel, sorry, chavara gamla a tafel, you have to make a bracha on the tafel. Ach oz mevarich al tafel rach shahakel. Then you only make a shahakel on the tafel. Al kapanim tafel who will mafse brachasi ikris. It's a tafel. And if you're not going to be niftar from the bracha of the ikr, now according to some shittas, we'll see this is not so pashit. Maybe tomorrow or the next day we'll discuss this. Not so pashit. There are shittas that say you'll become a shahakel. The dummy the psakar amal the kamamba ha godim oichal atafel koydim eiker. If you eat the tafel before the eiker, after tzarich levarich la befneiat, my bein a nitzav berichas a eiker. So you varich achar kach. Even though you have to make a bracha on the tafel, if you eat the tafel first, I mean, kamokin came into tafel mavse berichas a eiker. Since it's a tafel, it loses its bracha, becomes a shahakel. So just like if you eat the tafel first, it gets a shahakel. If you weren't planning on eating the tafel, and now you need to make a bracha on it, you make a bracha shahakel because it's being eaten as a tafel. And again, we'll discuss either tomorrow or the next day, not so pasha. Hanusi is dil, sha'ichan achar asudin, the matik shtias hayayin shachasim yikaidem, ain't sarach levarach alayin, you don't make a bracha on that dil, the hain tfeil on the hayayin and birchas hayayin paitaratan, is tafel to the wine, the huadin kashashas, the sharmashkin, teichas udin, va'ichal achakach anusi, the matik ashtia, you drink a different beverage, and now you eat this dil to help you with the shtia, ain't sarach bracha, which in the birchas alechem paitaratan, the birchas alechem patid the drink, the amashka tafel alechem, bahanusi lamashka, and the dil is tafel to the mashka. So since you made the bracha on ma'itida patas the beverage, and the beverage patas the anusi, you don't make a bracha on the dil. So we're going to stop here in the Mishnah Berura. We'll catch up with Mirza Hashem. And what we learned today, a lot of different things. We established the lumnus of ikr v'tafel, what the pshat of ikr v'tafel is, and we went back and said pshat in the kasha on the sharetzi and in reish ches of katan samach tes, that the tafel needs a bracha, but it's niftar with the bracha of the ikr, because it's like one achila, and therefore it works in the whole thing. We discuss chalent, salads, grapes and pineapples. How do you know if it's taruvus or not? If you go with one bracha, we said the Aruch HaShulchan, and I refer to the average spoonful. If the average spoonful has in it the mixture, then you make it one bracha. If the average spoonful has separate individual foods, you make separate brachas. We spoke about crispix, there are probably chokim in the world, but that's at least what I was makabel. And we also spoke about sushi, similar idea. We said, well, first thing you have to determine, do we go basar roi, or do we go basar what you is the ikr by you? And we said the Mishnah Berurah quotes the svara of roi, but the Dara Chachayim, and Rav Moshe go with the svara of ikr, that's a chokim covered nut, you go with the ikr. If you have no ikr, then you make a separate bracha on both, Rav Moshe says. So by sushi, you go with the ikr. If the ikr is the fish, you make a shahakal. If there's no ikr by you, you just want to eat the gishmaka sushi, then could be the Arshitas that will say go with the Raiv. Otherwise, you take a separate bracha of each piece and you make the bracha. Don't forget the sugya of Kadima Bevrachas. We'll stop over here. Everyone should have a wonderful good night.